Today on the God Pod,
Ball Wars, Attack of the Swollen Balls. A short time ago, in a galaxy close by, some might say the one you're currently in, turmoil has engulfed the U.S. Republic.
I wonder what Kevin COVID thinks about all this.
Things are already getting worse, and you have Nicki Minaj on my side? Holy Christ. Holy Christ on a cracker. This is even better than I thought it would be. I was hoping for Kanye, but then already he's like on the bad side. Nobody's listening to him. But Nicki effing Minaj? Are you kidding me? This is fantastic.
It's time for Moses to give you your Word of the Week.
Pull your head out of your tuchus. The Moses has spoken.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to save the multiverse. I'm here today with my pal, Moses. What's up, Moses?
Hello, like the old days. Just like the old days.
Yeah, it's just me and Moses. Just right. Like in the old tea.
The old, right. Wait, the old what? The tea?
You know, what the doctor calls your testosterone.
Ah, right. I see what we're going to be talking about today. And you said tea, and I thought, oh, we're already starting.
Warning! This episode is mostly just going to be me and Moses saying, Alabama! And swollen balls over and over and over again. But thanks for listening. The God Pod is the most important podcast in the entire multiverse.
True.
Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting app and listen to every episode. Give us 5 stars and write us a review. We'll read your review on air, like we're about to do right now for someone else, because I'm going to assume that you didn't write a review yet. But please do. Because it'll be funny. And make it creative. Or not, whatever. It's, you have free will. Moses, you want to read this first one?
Yes, this is from Rob.
Actually, we only have one today because I'm trying to space them out because people are lazy.
Yeah, good point.
So if you want to write a review, there's a good chance we're going to read it.
Yeah, so you might want to get on that, people. All right, so this is from Rob M. He says, hey, God and gang, I love the podcast. I have just joined as an angel and have been binging all the exclusive content. I could probably listen to an entire episode of God and Moses talking about Alabama. Not sure why, but I laugh my ass off every time I hear you guys say Alabama. Keep it coming. I do too. I like the way it sounds.
Well, to be fair, we didn't come up with that, saying it like that.
Right.
That was unintentional comedy genius of our time.
That's what it was.
Donald Trump, when he went to Alabama and said that he got the vaccine, because he has to say things, mispronounce them, just to let, you know, remind people that he's an idiot.
Right. China.
Every 5 seconds.
China.
That they started booing him. One of the best moments of the year.
Yes.
One of the worst.
Was that when he was basically talking about how they all have to get vaccinated and they all start booing him?
I got the vaccine, folks. And I tell you, Alabama. I tell you, Alabama. I got the vaccine, Alabama. And I'll let you know if it's not working, Alabama. And if it's not, then, you know, I'll let you know, Alabama. But and then they were like, boo! Boo this man! Finally, he said something we disagree with, which is that we should live.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think of it
that
way.
We must drink the Kool-Aid. Damn it. That's not how this works.
You finally agree with him.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement on that except for Donald.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, thanks for your review, Rob. We'll try to sprinkle in as much Alabama as we can. All right. So what is happening in Alabama? Anything?
Nothing really. They're just
That was the biggest thing of the year, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Is Forrest Gump still alive? He was from Alabama.
No, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Maybe he is.
Now let me ask you this. In the universe, in the multiverse where Forrest Gump is real, did he get vaccinated? Is he in QAnon?
He is someone who would get vaccinated.
Right. Because that's like, how dare you, God? You're going to assume that Forrest is like, you know, an idiot. He's unintentionally a genius.
Well, that's the thing. He goes with the flow. If somebody says you need to get vaccinated, he goes, okay. And if somebody says you shouldn't get vaccinated, he'd go, okay. So it's really whoever gets the forest first, really, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, but he's always lucky. Well, that's true. He winds up in the right place. If anything, he accidentally invented the vaccine.
Right, the vaccine.
In Alabama. At a Trump rally where he was being queued up. He didn't know where the fuck he was.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't.
They were queuing him up to speak. And yeah.
Yeah.
He bumped into Dr. Fauci in 2020. Gave him something to think about that led to the development of the vaccine much faster.
Yes. Agreed. He's very important.
I want to see this movie. I think there needs to be a sequel that covers all the modern events.
Was there a book sequel to Forrest
September
Gump?
September 11th, you know?
Wasn't there
where
a
was
sequel?
Forrest.
Wasn't there the sequel, a book written, a Forrest Gump sequel?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. He was a wrestler in the book. And I got to say, running works much better in a movie.
I did not know that. He was a wrestler in the book?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I cannot see Forrest wrestling.
Oh, it looks like we have a bunch of questions, actually.
Oh, Ask God, of course.
Yes, for Ask God. It's time for Ask God.
This one's from Sinner Sal. Okay,
what?
Sinner Sal. Yeah, Sinner Sal. He just gets right to it. Sal is a sinner. Dear God, I was in church last Sunday, and I don't know if it was all the talk about whipping Jesus or my tight tan polyester slacks, but I, quote, baby mayonnaised in my pants.
Oh.
I had to hide it with my Bible. Am I going to hell? From... what
is that okay, we get it. I think we all can get it. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
No.
It's in the past. You may want to, in fact, we may want to blurp out some of the phrases there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Beep. It was gross.
Yeah,
he did some, you know, you get it. He came in his pants. Okay, so he came in his pants at church in polyester slacks, and
apparently this was in the 70s, I guess. Is this what happened? Because of polyester?
Yeah, well, some people still wear polyester, I guess. I don't know. Is that even legal? I mean, is he going to hell? What do you think, Moses, for that?
No, I don't think that's what's going to put him there.
No. If anything, it was the phrase baby mayonnaise.
Yes, I was about to go with that.
That will get you sent to hell.
That's what did. Everything was fine up until he said, hey, guess
everything,
what I did?
You were on the fast track for heaven, buddy.
Right.
Not anymore.
Wow.
All right, we got another one.
Yeah, from Book Lover. This question is for everyone. That would be two of us. You're trapped on an asteroid in a newly formed universe. It will be at least a billion years before the most intelligent species develops the technology to find you. What is the one book you hope you brought with you?
Oh, jeez. Like,
audiobook, or are we just talking a book? Because I don't like to read much.
Yeah, I don't read books. I've never even really read the Bible.
Right.
You know, just bits and pieces here and there.
You know, I will tell you this right now. I will go with Forrest Gump because I had no idea he was a wrestler, and now I want to read it.
Well, yeah, okay.
There you
go. What if you don't like it?
I mean, well, that's a good point. So I need to bring one that I already know how it ends and just read it over and over?
You know, exactly. Or is the goal to find one that's really long so that you're always like, well, I always got the book.
Well, Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends. Because that's like a bunch of little short stories in one. I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's mine.
I would choose a textbook on survival and starting a new civilization. I want the textbook that has as much information about starting a new civilization.
Right. Got it. Right.
The Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes.
In one book. I'm going with the Dwight Schrute answer. Yes.
Okay.
And inside that book is another book and matches and a tent. Yes. Okay. From T-Rex 666 says, Dear God, every other month someone says the world will end. I know you are the only one who knows the time and day, but could you give me a hint before I invest in a Beanie Baby collection? What? Again, what? Okay, is this the 70s?
Interesting. Yeah,
or it's the 90s.
See? Yeah, the polyester.
And also before the world ends. Okay, we got these questions from a portal from different decades.
Oh, got it. Okay.
We wanted to give the 90s and the 70s and the 80s a chance.
Okay.
And so, Beanie Baby, could you give me a hint before I invest in a Beanie Baby collection? Okay, here's your hint. Don't invest in Beanie Babies. They're not worth anything anymore, are
right.
they?
I would think not.
And the world, I don't know when the world is going to end because we canceled the rapture.
Oh, that's
everybody,
right.
Everybody, like 5-10 years ago, you know, this month marks the 10th anniversary of me going online, right?
Oh, I did not know that. 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years since I first started the Facebook page. Started expressing myself on how I feel about everything and how pissed off I am.
Right.
But everybody was like, you know, when's the world going to end? Everybody was talking about, you know, the new day that the world is supposed to end, you know, 2012 and on and on and on. And at a certain point, you know, a lot of people were like, hey, maybe you can do the rapture, but only for the really dumb people.
Right.
Super religious jerks that are like ruining our world,
right?
And being bigots all the time was the thrust of that sentiment. So, I said, good idea. The rapture is canceled, and then I got to work on something else that would achieve what they asked for,
right?
And so, yeah, there you go. The world is going to end in a long, long time. That's it.
That's good to know, because it depends on who you ask. People on Earth are talking about, 2026. I've heard that before.
You've heard? Is that what they're saying now, 2026?
Yeah, 2026.
Oh, they can raise money off that for a long time, huh?
Yeah, for at least another 5 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, smart. 5-year plan right. for grifting the rubes.
This next one is from Margaret.
Oh, okay.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Wow. Okay, is this one from the 60s?
Right, and I think it's rhetorical.
Right. What was that book about, by the way? There's another book I never read.
No idea.
I think it's about a young lady getting her period for the first time.
Interesting. Okay.
You didn't know that?
No, and I won't be taking that book with me to this place that I'll be in with only one book.
Okay.
I do know there was a book called Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea, and it's Chelsea Handler book.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. Moses, comedy nerd. Speaking of comedy, big week in comedy, right, Moses?
Is it?
Well, let me see. Norm MacDonald died.
Oh, my right. God. Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's sad about that. Meanwhile, for us, we're like, sweet.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be up here.
We get to. Did he make it into heaven?
Of course.
All right. I don't know. Of Satan probably wanted him, too.
Oh, he wanted him. But in the end, he came to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also Jim Brewer died.
Well, his career has been dead for a while, but he's still among us.
You know, so, yeah, Jim Brewer said that who is the another comedian from SNL who has not had the biggest career afterwards. He used to be good boy. And he used to be funny. And now he's just, he's been doing stand-up forever. He said he's not going to play in any club that mandates that you be vaccinated.
Ah, okay.
And he got on Tucker Carlson for that. Hey, he's going full right wing now.
Wow.
Right. He probably, he needs the unvaccinated in order to fill his shows. You know, this is like he's coming at this from a I need to eat angle. He doesn't care if you get sick or who dies type of thing.
Right. Well, is that I never realized. Well, I don't follow his career, but I didn't realize that his followers are more right wing than
I think he might be more right wing. I don't know. It's just that he wants the money. He needs to fill this thing, and so Yeah, I actually saw him live one time. It was out of pity. Yeah, it was more of like a pity thing. You know, I had also seen Kevin Nealon recently and Colin Quinn. Again, pity viewings. And I, yeah, I saw Jim Brewer, and his whole, like, 90% of his act was about the Boston bombing, because that was somewhat recent at the time. And everyone else I saw, you know, Tracy Morgan, Kevin Nealon, they were all great. And I walked away from that one just thinking, that sucked. That was more of like a rant than than a show, you know. And it's tough. It's tough to balance doing political stuff and being funny.
Of course.
You know, it reminds me of a Norm Macdonald quote where he said that, like, bad comedians go for claps, and good comedians go for laughs.
Ah, that's interesting.
Oh no, yeah, that's like Twitter, you know.
Yeah.
Are you going to say the obvious thing that everybody can agree with, which I have never done for likes and shares because I'm a whore?
Yeah. Raise your hand if.
But you know what? You live, you learn, you grow. Okay. Maybe there's redemption for an old like whore like me. Although my new thing is posting these things that are like, say this and then let predictive text.
No, see, that's always fun.
That's
fun, though.
Those are good.
Those are fun. Those are fun.
And that's not like, it's not different. Really clapter that you're getting there.
No, that's something, you know, I'd like to do, because you get involved. It could be different situations. No.
I still feel like that's fun in the spirit of fun. Like, I'm not going full Heaven Dad defiant.
No, I agree. No, that's a good one. But here's one. The easy ones that I can't stand are, you know, retweet if you love democracy.
It's like, retweet if you think Merrick Garland should take his head out of his. Actually, that's also.
Yeah, that's actually. Yeah, that's
starting,
not a bad one.
That's starting to go somewhere good, God. Write that down. All right. So, yes, I am here, Margaret. Let's move on to the next question.
From Speculator, see you later.
No.
Oh, it's for me, Moses.
It's a great name. Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll read it then.
Okay, good, yeah.
From Speculator, see you later, Moses. I have a hypothesis that the Golden Calf story was really about a trendy new cafe that everyone loved, even though the food and coffee was shit. Are my speculations correct?
Dead on. That's it. Exactly. That's the one.
Really?
Yep.
So it was a cafe called the Golden Calf?
Yep.
The Golden Calf Cafe?
Yep. It's a branding thing. Uh-huh. And it turned into other stuff. But it in the end, it really was a branding thing. And just it thought it was clever. The Golden Calf Cafe.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, you know, it did have the Golden Calf on top of it. And that's what caught my eye. All right, great. Thanks for your question, Speculator. That's canon now. Now, I want to get to this because I want to spend a lot of time on this because it's been a big story this week. It's time for the goddamn news.
Ball Wars. Attack of the Swollen Balls. A short time ago, in a galaxy close by, some might say the one you're currently in, turmoil has engulfed the U.S. Republic. The value of a 95% effective vaccine is in dispute due to a phantom pair of swollen balls. Hoping to exploit the matter with a flurry of deadly tweets, the greedy federation of fading celebrities have committed to cast doubt on the work of a global community of scientists. While the Congress of the Republic endlessly debates this alarming chain of events, the president has secretly dispatched two godpotters, the guardians of peace and justice in the galaxy, to settle the conflict.
Yes!
Well, that's good.
That was good. That's good copy. Whoever wrote that last night at 3 in the morning, good job, God. You know, it's so easy. You just take... This just maps very well. You just take the... What's going on... Okay, so in case you lived under a rock, what happened this week was... Nicki Minaj tweeted out that she had a friend in Trinidad and Tobago who had to cancel his wedding because her friend's husband had swollen balls from getting the COVID vaccine.
Oh, right.
And that they lost their deposit and they had to cancel the wedding because his balls were too swollen from getting the vaccine.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's our starting point for the week. That was the first salvo of the swollen balls.
At first, when I heard this, I thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. I thought she was trying to be clever. She was neither. Not funny or clever. It mm-hmm. was just actually what she believed.
Right. Well, I want to go back to the beginning of the story. So basically, she wasn't able to go to the Met Gala.
Ah, right.
Where they wear all the crazy dresses, you know. Mm-hmm. AOC wore the Tax the Rich dress in the Chick-fil-A font and everybody lost their mind.
Right.
And they wear a bunch of silly dresses and it's all about costumes. It's all about, you know, costume designing. Okay. And everybody gets mad. It's like, look at these rich bastards. Yeah. So Nicki Minaj couldn't go this year. And she tweeted out, they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face, not that loose one.
Interesting.
Okay, so she's, you know, she's vaccine hesitant, you might say.
Yes, right.
And she still recommends, you know, masking. Okay. It's not where you want someone to be. Right. You want right. them to like why what research, you know, like haven't you had long enough? You're OK. Now you're going to do it. Very hesitant, I would say.
Right.
OK. Hope you change your mind. But then 20 minutes later, mm-hmm. she says, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent.
Wow.
His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. So I have fielded a lot of praise this week about swollen balls.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Nicki.
What I mean, the amount of coverage this got and is still getting is mind-blowing.
Are we not supposed to talk about it on the God Pod, Moses?
No, we are. Because I'm talking about...
All right.
No, it's great here, but I'm talking about, you know, Tucker Carlson. That's right, where I kind of like stepped back and went, oh, wow.
So predictably, as you might imagine, everyone lost their fucking minds.
Yep.
Because this is the most dangerous and yet hilarious thing, but it's coming from someone with, you know, 10 million followers, and so people get worried about someone that famous spreading something as false as the COVID vaccine gives you swollen balls.
Right.
When in reality, of course, COVID itself makes you impotent, and COVID vaccine, there's no proof that it does anything like that.
True.
It saves you from impotence. Maybe also just as an aside, let's say this is a real anecdote. There's so many levels to deconstruct this. One, anecdotal evidence is not evidence. Two, did this guy really have the vaccine? Probably not. Three, maybe if this was a real story, he just doesn't want to get married. And that's why his dick don't want to fuck.
Ah.
Four, it's probably not a true story. It's probably just made up so that she can get attention.
I'm going with that one.
Which succeeded. This Federation Absolutely. Of Fading Celebrities has yep. all caught on, whether it be Nicki Minaj or Jim Brewer, that the way to get attention right now is to be anti-vax or vaccine hesitant or create a stir.
Right.
And they need it. You know what I mean? She sees maybe Maybe her album sales aren't, maybe she's not getting talked about enough. Maybe, you know, she sees that Kanye's doing well, so she's like, I'm going to go full Kanye. Maybe she really is just this dense.
Or maybe that actually happened.
I just,
Satan's not here, so I thought I'd stick it, you know, throw that in there.
Or maybe it's real.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Anyway, so why don't you read this response to Nicki Minaj from Josh Gad? Do you have that? No.
Yeah, I've got the headlines here.
Anyway, I'll read it.
Yeah, okay.
Josh Gad, I'll read it as Moses.
Okay.
All right. Josh Gad says, I love you, Nicki, but any medical advice that begins with my cousin's friend and ends in swollen balls is not quite as powerful as data that suggested these vaccines, which, by the way, had no effect on my testicles or my wife's love for me, are 91% effective against hospitalizations.
That was good, right?
That was good?
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Cool. Well, good point, Josh. And then, of course, everybody was also posting GIFs and pictures of the episode of South Park where the men had gigantic swollen balls that they had to carry around in wheelbarrows. You know, maybe this will get more men to get vaccinated. I mean, if you're dumb enough to believe this.
Oh, that's a good point. I thought, no, they're not going to do that. But then
to be vaccine hesitant at this point and say that you need to do research after a global pandemic that's killed, what, millions of people?
Yeah.
That you still need to research it because you're not a serious person, then maybe hearing that's a good thing and you want the swollen balls. You're like, I get to have bigger balls. Nicki Minaj says I get huge balls. Isn't that desirable?
That's a possibility.
We've got big balls. We've got big balls. But we've got the biggest balls of them all. Remember that song?
My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right.
My balls are always bouncing, yes.
And everybody comes and comes again.
AC/DC, of course.
The big balls song. So that would be an unintended good consequence. So what happened next? What happened next was a Dr. Fauci responded.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, no, that's a resounding no. No, it doesn't make your balls huge.
Right.
So the nation's top scientist had to weigh in. And then Trinidad and Tobago had to conduct an entire, they did a thorough investigation. And they responded and said there's no such reported case in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
And, So they're calling bullshit.
Well, I mean, that's not going to do anything for people that already believe it, you know. I mean, I never thought we would be talking about, you know, a little back and forth with...
This is serious news.
Right. It's very serious.
You don't understand how many lives hang in the balance, Moses.
Sure, of course I do.
Sure. This is like another 2 million in the U.S. alone.
Right.
Her sales. Have you seen Nicki Minaj? She's a star. Okay?
Right.
Or she was. And then she said that Twitter blocked her and that she wasn't allowed to post because she was spreading misinformation, which was another lie.
Oh, they didn't.
Wow. No. Twitter said we didn't do anything. Her account, no tweets were taken down or flagged for misinformation. I don't think she ever stopped posting. So she just said that. I think she's the new Trump on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's got a new lunatic on the loose. But I don't know who's trying to walk the line by saying, wear a mask and I'm actually, you know, very smart. And then... She said that the White House invited her to go talk to them.
Interesting.
She says, the White House has invited me, and I think it's a step in the right direction. Yes, I'm going. I'll be dressed in all pink like Legally Blonde so they know I mean business. I'll ask questions on behalf of the people who have been made fun of for simply being human. Bald, hashtag Ballgate day three. So she's calling it Ballgate.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then the White House had to clarify and said, we offered her a phone call with one of our doctors.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So, okay. So it, she exaggerated a bit.
Known as a lie.
Right. Yeah.
Also known as a lie. She wants to talk about swollen balls and get a bunch of attention. Mission accomplished. I wish I had created swollen balls. Well, I did create the concept of swollen balls. Like, I made it possible for balls to get swollen in the first place. But I wish, you know, that we could get this much attention for the God Pod.
Right.
All we have to do, Moses, is say something outlandish.
I think we've done that a few times, haven't we?
Yeah, but no, it has to be right wing. So that so that Twitter can come for you, knives out.
Of course.
Right,
of course.
Right. They're they're exploiting the natural outrage that people should have over this these ludicrous statements.
Right.
They're exploiting it for a free publicity for eyeballs. And you know, there's inevitably there's a backlash, and there's inevitably a backlash to the backlash. Right. And in the backlash to the backlash, they get devoted fans. Who say, you know, I side with you. I don't like to see you attacked. And they make a lot more money. So what can we say that will get us attacked?
Well, that's the thing, because because I wouldn't want to say something. The last thing I'm going to do is send out misinformation. But at the same time, right. It's like, because I don't know. I mean, people are listening. I want to say a few things, but I did. But, you know, yeah, I don't know.
I have a friend.
Yes.
Who got the COVID vaccine in the Bahamas, and his penis grew to twice the size it was before in girth and length.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but you see, that's not a bad thing.
Exactly.
And so, and also, he regrew his foreskin.
Well, okay. It regrew.
Some people would be like, ew, that's bad.
Yeah.
Now so that's borderline, right? That might be a good one.
Yeah, that
because
could be.
Because we don't want to, you know, we want to remain true to ourselves, but still get the attention.
Right.
So we got to work on this.
Right.
You know who we need to consult on this is that our resident trickster, Satan.
Ah, yes.
Who's not here this week. Satan and Psyche both at the same time were like, I got something. I can't.
Got something going on.
Last week, they're like, I can't come in next week. I got a thing. And I'm like, did they go somewhere together?
You're like, I got this thing.
Maybe they went to Disneyland together.
Oh, possibly.
Maybe Satan is dating my therapist.
That would be something. I think we should bring it up next time.
Satan, if you're smanging my therapist, I swear to me, I will throw you out of this podcast.
I would love to bring that up next time. just to see what happens. Just to get the stir the pot, as they say, as the kids say.
Yeah. Let's stir the pot. Let's create some controversy. We got things all loosey-goosey up in here.
Right.
I wonder what Kevin COVID thinks about all this.
Let's see. Since I'm always listening, I think that this is actually getting better and better. I'm so happy that you brought this up, because things are already getting worse, and to have Nicki Minaj on my side, holy Christ on a cracker, this is even better than I thought it would be. I mean, I was hoping for Kanye, but then already he's like on the bad side. Nobody's listening to him. But Nicki effing Minaj? Are you kidding me? This is fantastic. This is like an all-star game, and we're beating everyone. We're beating them all with Nicki Minaj.
This is like the fadeaway three-pointer.
Yes.
At the buzzer.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this has been a big week for you, COVID.
It's been huge. Really? It's been huge. Listen, I'm not a fan of Nicki Minaj. I've never listened to her music. Something about wet ass something. Is that her? Right? Wet ass pussy, something like that.
Listen. No. How dare you?
Oh, see, I'm not a big music person.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, there's no reason to go all misogynoir on this, Kevin COVID.
Oh, sure.
I think, yeah. Let's not conflate Cardi B with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, of course. I'm going to get some mail
Cardi
for
B is dope, okay?
Well, there you go. There you go. You're going to get some controversy.
If we ever lose Cardi B, I don't think I would be able to recover.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay.
From Megan Thee Stallion. No. You're never taking them away from us.
That's fair.
Listen, Kevin. Nicki Minaj also says to wear masks. And she says she's doing the research. At the end of all of this attention and publicity, she will probably get vaccinated. And then everyone will be like, oh, we love Nicki more than ever. She showed herself getting vaccinated with a big picture. And then she'll set up a wave of celebrities faking vaccine hesitancy. And then getting thumbs up, getting vaccinated at the end of all that.
Nicki's just the beginning. We've got some others in our back pockets we're going to start rolling out there. Now, listen, I'm not claiming Jim Brewer, okay? That's not...
You don't want to work with Jim Brewer?
No, I really don't. I really don't want to work with Jim.
Oh, no, is he toxic for your brand?
He is. He truly is.
When are you going to go on Tucker Carlson? I'm surprised that you haven't been invited by Tucker.
Haven't because... I don't know why, honestly.
Is it because he's vaccinated?
Oh, he definitely is. But, you know, you figure, since he's not saying that, yeah, exactly. He wants me to stay away. You figured I'd be on there just, you know, helping out. But no. Yeah. So I just forgot about that one.
Yeah, he's a cream puff.
He is.
So what a jerk that Tucker crosses. I'm getting this conflated. Speaking of the swollen balls, does Vinny vaccine give you swollen balls? Is that what you're saying? Do you agree with that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. It's bad. It's really bad. I got them. I definitely got them. So if you...
Yeah, you basically look like one big swollen ball.
Sure. So imagine two more of those below. It's like, it's really uncomfortable.
Well, that's a lie, Kevin.
No, of course not.
You know that's a lie.
Of course.
If anything,
not.
You know what? You give people floppy dong disorder.
Interesting. I could do both. Why can't I do both? I've done it before.
Yeah. If anyone's giving anyone swollen balls, it's you.
Sure. Possible.
Swollen balls, floppy dong. There's no one that, you know, turns you from, that makes a penis just lose all function like you, Kevin.
That's very possible.
COVID, very bad for the penis. There's your headline. Cancel me.
Well.
Cancel me. When is my turn to get the attention?
We're trying right now. Let's see what we can do.
How can I make this about me?
Why don't you just agree with everything I say? That's a good start.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, all right.
We're
all right,
buds. Right. We're buds.
Want me to join Team Swollen Balls? Basically, the dark side.
Why is it that God has Kevin COVID on his show? Is there something going on behind the scenes? Is God trying to put out some misinformation? Possibly.
Mm. Well, I created you. And I've said that multiple times, sure. And no one cares. They're like, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. Me and Jesus created you in a lab in Alabama.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, maybe we don't have to talk about you and these swollen balls all year, because then we're just like the media.
Ah, yes, of course. Yes, exactly. Now, let me ask you this. Do you listen to Nicki Minaj that much? Do you listen to her music?
I used to. Yeah, she has a few bops.
She has a few bops. I have not heard one song by her. Not one song.
Well, you know, because you were born in 2019.
Well, that's true, but you figure over the past
year. You're all about Olivia Rodrigo.
Interesting.
You're like an extremes. The word for you hasn't even been created yet. It'll probably be something around COVID. Like, you know, they've got the boomers, they've got the Gen X, they've got the millennials, they've got Zoomers. And then you'll just, you know, there's going to be a generation called like the COVIDers.
Right.
Something like that. Have you heard about SmiteVax?
I have not.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm coming out with my own vax for you, COVID, called SmiteVax. It prevents you from being smited by COVID.
Okay. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good to you, that vaccine?
Yeah, like, well, it sounds interesting. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work, but sure, sure. Let's see what happens.
Oh, it'll work. 95% effective. Kevin, listen, you might be doing a good job taking all our idiots away from us, but what you're only doing is increasing the value of idiots in the future, okay?
Got it. That's fair. That's fair.
Right now, there's maybe too many making videos and being idiots for everyone's entertainment. And it's inflating, you know, or deflating the value of Karens and morons.
Right.
So anyway, just get out of here, Kevin. Okay. I'm sick of you.
Okay,
you're
fair
right.
enough. You know what? I got work to do anyway. So I was going to see myself.
I'm so angry that you got Nicki Minaj on your side. And just stop. Just stop already. I think I speak on behalf of everyone with the brain. I want to say you're being a dick.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks for having me on. Good to see you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. Yeah, you're always there when no one needs you. Moses, where are you, Moses? You've been quiet this whole time.
Because I like to stay away from him as long as possible.
Oh, yeah. You're like pretty old. But you're vaccinated, right?
I am. But still, it's just no, I don't want to be anywhere near him.
Right. You're vaccinated, but you still wear masks
yes,
everywhere, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. People stare, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You're the real hero. Yeah, have you gotten some nasty looks?
Oh, sure.
In heaven?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because I look weird, because I got the mask over my beard, and the beard's
like,
huge.
Let us see your ugly face.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Exactly.
I want to judge your face.
There you go. Exactly.
Swollen balls. They're everywhere.
Alabama.
They're drooping all over the society.
Alabama.
Alabama, swollen balls. All right, let's move on to discuss our new favorite segment, possible titles for this episode.
Oh,
you ready for this, Moses?
Yes, I am.
So I started out with the saga of the swollen balls, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, wait a minute. Maybe this has like a Star Wars vibe to it.
Ah, good point.
Right. And that's why thus the crawl at the beginning.
Right.
So all my titles are basically around that theme.
Got it.
So Ball Wars, the Phantom Swollen Ball Menace. What do you think? Should that be the one we use?
No.
No?
No. No.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because I've already seen a couple others that I love.
Oh, okay. All right. So, it was a Phantom Swollen Ball.
Sure, sure. No, it's a good title.
So, there's that. One. All right. How about this one? Attack of the Swollen Balls.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah,
all right.
That's good.
All right. All right. We'll give that one vote. How about this one? Revenge of the Swollen Balls.
Eh.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe not yet. That'd be, you know, down the road. Yeah.
We're done with the prequels.
Thank God.
You're welcome. Now, on to the original trilogy. Ball Wars. A new swollen ball. Hope. I don't know. Maybe a new swollen hope. I don't know. Balls.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work. All right. Ball Wars. The Swollen Balls Strike Back.
That's kind of like the revenge one. Not so much.
Or attack. Okay. Yeah, a lot of these Star Wars titles are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Ball Wars, Return of the Swollen Balls.
Well, let's keep that in our back pocket because that may come in handy soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Ball Wars. Okay, now we're on to the new trilogy. Mm-hmm. The Swollen Balls Awaken.
That's pretty damn good. That is.
You like, really?
That's pretty solid. It's very
Why is that?
It's very uncomfortable to say and imagine, but it's pretty damn funny.
Okay, now we're on to The Last Jedi. Ball Wars, The Last Swollen Balls.
Yeah.
Ball Wars, Rise of Swollen Balls.
That's very good. See, it's between, and pardon me for saying this next to each other, but for me it's between 9-11. 9 and 11.
What?
That's just my opinion.
On the list.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, because these are marked 9 and 11. On the, I'm like, are you saying something about 9/11?
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, 9/11, 9/11.
Don't see that. We had
9/11, that was the last, that was a recent episode. Okay. Yeah, this is a tough one. I think I am for this first episode about this, because this is going to be obviously a trilogy, that I would go, yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll never talk about swollen balls again.
Possibly.
It's probable. Attack of the Swollen Balls. That's what this feels like. It feels like I'm being attacked.
Ah, right.
By two massive swollen balls from outer space.
Okay, I see that.
But you vote for, what was your final?
The Rise.
The Rise of Swollen Balls?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
There's something, yeah, I don't know. I like that. I like them both. I like them both.
Because the Rise, I mean, that might work if it was a schlong.
Fair. Oh, that's fair.
You know, okay. Like, good. you know what they should do? Combine the COVID vaccine with Viagra so that men who get it can also get a boner.
Right. Right.
I don't know. They got to throw in some better stuff. You know, bigger dong. Maybe these idiots just are going away. But the Swollen Balls Awaken... that you like Rise of Swollen Balls better than the Swollen Balls Awaken. All right.
Now I'm kind of leaning towards the Awaken now. That's pretty mm-hmm. damn good. Yeah. Yeah.
After it's got you the mentioned... Comedy K sound in there at the end that you want.
Right. the Comedy K sound.
The Swollen Balls Awaken.
Yeah. No, that's all right. That's all good. Right. That's good.
Return of the Swollen Balls. Well, that's not what this is. So between right. Attack of the Swollen Balls or the Swollen Balls Awaken.
I think for now, Awaken, just because that's what's happening. Things are being awakened.
See, I got to go ahead and disagree with you here. I just feel like Attack of the Swollen Balls has more like, you know, energy. It's like, oh, shit, we're being attacked.
Got it. I'm more...
Swollen Balls Awaken is more like, you have to understand, I probably won't put Ball Wars before this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It'll just be Attack of the Swollen Balls.
Oh,
so thanks for playing. Right. In the end, folks, as we can see, we're going with the one that God likes.
Of course. Of course. That's fair.
I run this friggin' universe like I'm a tyrant. I let y'all host the show. I'm doing better. I'm making progress. Anyway, she's probably going to get a show on Fox now.
Oh, definitely.
Menage a trois. Yeah, she's gone full Kanye. All that matters is the splash of those swollen balls on the toilet water that is our world. Good for you, well Nikki. Said. Good for you. It's time for bless. Damn you. I can't decide. I'm jealous of your numbers. Bless, smite, and second coming.
I will tell you. I'm going to start out by saying I want to smite Nikki Minaj. I'm going to smite her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she's also going to be the second coming, because I want to see what else she does with this.
See, that's how you got Trump to be president.
Good point.
You're all so bored.
Yeah.
You're so bored.
Right.
You need this spicy swollen balls.
Right.
To juice up. You're like, I need a hit. A lot of people lately have been like, I miss Trump on Twitter because he was so funny. This is what qualifies as comedy in this day and age. People destroying the planet with misinformation. Sorry to interrupt your bless mine.
No, that's okay, because I'm not blessing anyone. I'm just going to go with those.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not blessing anyone.
No.
That's a bold choice.
Yeah, it's one of those mornings. I guess I woke up on the wrong side of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't do that. I would like to bless Rob for leaving us a review.
Oh, yes.
And getting us to say Alabama a bunch more.
Alabama.
I would like to bless our questions from the decades.
Yes.
Those were fun. I would like to smite, I guess I'll smite Nicki Minaj, because this is clearly a bold-faced attempt to get attention. We're not idiots, okay? But mission accomplished. You know what we like. We like some We like big swollen balls to talk about because it's funny. So, you know, good for you for knowing us so well. And I would like to smite the news media for spending so much time on it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. And yet I should smite myself then. Because how do you not talk about big swollen balls?
Right. Right.
Right? Alabama knows what I'm talking about. So anyway, I will smite Tucker Carlson because, you know, all of a sudden he cares about, you know, what a black woman has to say. Whatever.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Second coming. Well, you know what? My second coming is coming next. You'll see. Because you're going to give us, you're going to close the show with our word of the, our weight of the week.
Yes. Yes.
And I've missed it. Some fans have missed you giving us our word of the week. And I think this is good because it's going to tie into what we talked about today.
Right. Right.
And second coming, I want more people coming to the God Pod party September 24th. Okay, that's only like this Friday. Okay, it's coming up this Friday. It's currently, this episode comes out on Monday. So you're probably listening to this in the week that it's in that you can make it to this party. That's right. You can get a ticket to our live recording of the God Pod with all the care, all the deities that you've come to know and love, with me, Jesus, Moses, Satan, Mary Magdalene, Psyche. We're all going to be there, and you get to hang out with us live and ask us questions and get on the God Pod yourself. And if you want to just hang out in the corner because that seems like a bit much, or your edible is hitting too strong, that's fine too. But you can get your tickets to the party in the description of this episode. All right, you just go and check the show notes. There's a link at the end there. And you looking forward to the party, Moses?
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun last time. It's going to be that. It's going to be a blast.
All right. We'll see you there. It's time for Moses to give you your word of the week.
Fabrexer.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's a swindler. It's a crook. It's a cheat. You know, it's someone who swindles. You know, that it's a very bad thing. Okay. Fabrexer.
Comment.
Yeah. And I don't have enough of my today.
Fabrexer.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Fabrexer. So Nicki Minaj has been a Fabrexer.
Yes. Don't be a freaking Fabrexer. Another word here I want to share with you. Schmegger. Schmegger. That's baloney. That's hot air. That's nonsense.
Is that how you say it? Schmegger?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Schmegegi.
Uh-uh. So let me put those two together. Don't be a friggin' Fabrexer, spreading around a bunch of shmegga. Pull your head out of your tuchus. The Moses has spoken.